This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 167 for Tuesday, December 3rd. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is making gains on Tuesday morning, supported by rising comparable oils. Chicago soil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil are all in positive territory. Crude oil is up $1 US per barrel after OPEC announced it will extend its supply cuts to March. The Canadian dollar is steady compared to Monday's close. The January canola contract is up $7.90 per ton at $589.50. In the US, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all making small gains. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported 935,859 tons of corn were inspected for export during the week ended November 28th, 20% below the total 1 year ago and 7% below last week's total. So far this marketing year, 11.07 million tons have been shipped, up 30.7% from last year and the fastest pace in 6 years. The U.S. Energy Information Administration also reported that 460.49 million bushels of corn were used for ethanol in October. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier left his South American corn production estimates unchanged at 125 million tons for Brazil and 48 million for Argentina. The March corn contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $4.34. During the week of November 28th, 2.088 million tons of U.S. soybeans were inspected for export, with nearly half of that total going to China. Shipments for the marketing year have totaled 21.79 million tons so far, 16.2% above last year and at the fastest pace in 4 years. The USDA reported 215.76 million bushels of soybeans were crushed for soy oil during October, an all-time record that was 15.7% above September's total and 7.15% above last year. Soy oil stocks were 1.485 billion pounds, 1.1% above last month. Cordonnier raised its Brazilian soybean forecast by 2 million tons at 170 million, while leaving Argentina unchanged at 57 million. The January soybean contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.89. U.S. export inspections for wheat totaled 296,106 tons during the weekend of November 28th, down 18.8% from last week, but up 57.25% from last year. For the marketing year, shipments totaled 10.99 million tons, up 31.8% from last year. Russian wheat export prices were unchanged at $226 US per ton for 12.5% protein free onboard delivery in the latter half of December. Kansas reported a 1% increase in wheat crop condition at 56% good to excellent before the winter crop enters dormancy. The March Chicago wheat contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.51. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.46. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.95. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, December 3rd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.